Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar sports byline network in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, 35 plus years now. We must be doing something right. Bottom line is, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Hour number two, we're going to focus on MMA, but not exclusively. We'll bring in Johnny Singapore's talking about Francis Ngannou last night. Man, destroying Junior Dos Santos. I mean, you know, there was a lot of hype about this guy at first, and I sort of burst his bubble when I said that Stipe Miocic would beat him, and Stipe did beat him, but if they were to fight 10 more times, I think that Francis might beat him 11 of the 10 times. That's how much I think Francis has improved his power, the ability to go to the ground maybe if he need be. At the end of the day, he's the most powerful man, the most awesome guy as far as heavyweights are concerned, I think, in both combat sports, both MMA and boxing. He's a monster. Talk about Francis Ngannou. So we'll hear from him and wait, I'm not done. We'll also hear from Amanda Nunes. That's right, the girl that sort of like retired Ronda Rousey. It's all over Ronda, and she'll be taking on the girl that sort of exposed Ronda Rousey in Holly Holm. Of course, the Preacher's Daughters. Albuquerque, New Mexico. I did a lot of her fights, maybe four or five of her fights as a ring announcer down there in the pit and other places in Albuquerque. She's a nice girl. She's a great community person, no doubt about it. She is the Preacher's Daughter. She lives up to that rep, no doubt about that. But she's going to get licked like a stamp. And I'm not saying that because Amanda's gay. I'm saying that because Amanda's just going to beat her down, man. This is not going to be pretty. I wish Holly Holm the best. But after this fight, babe, I would think about retiring. Guess what? Get that pension ready, baby, because Amanda's putting you out to pasture. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text us. Slam me if you want. I don't care. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk. There's
nothing you want to know. And now today's Valero Minute. Top-tier detergent gasoline is the premier standard for gasoline performance, endorsed by seven of the world's top automakers. But why top-tier? Top-tier detergent gasoline reduces deposits on critical engine parts, which hurts engine performance. And top-tier detergent gasoline contains higher levels of cleaning additives to keep a vehicle's intake system clean, improve mileage, reduce emissions, and provide unsurpassed anti-corrosion protection. And now a word from Valero.
Clean living. Sometimes it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Losing hair sucks. And two out of three guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35.
I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Straight up the UFC rocking and rolling last night, of course, on ESPN. If you had the ESPN Plus app, you were screwed. It was on ESPN 3, ESPN, but not ESPN yet. Johnny, what's going on with that? John Cignarellis bringing him in from Las Vegas. Come on, if you buy the app, shouldn't you get all the stuff?
I totally agree. You know what? I was bitching and moaning about that last night when I was trying to get the fight rocking and rolling, because you know me, I got the Las Vegas sports book going on in my living room. I got iPads open, phones, computers, the television going. So I'm trying to get everything to facilitate, you know, so I could watch it all in one shot and, like, look over there to the right, look over there to the left, see ESPN, see the zone. But the ESPN thing was so confusing last night. I finally figured it out, and I'm pretty savvy with this stuff, but they should try to make that a little bit easier on us, guys.
So try to figure it out. What did you finally figure out? I had to steal it off the internet. How did you figure it out?
By That's stealing a shame it? If you actually had to do that while paying for the app. That is insane. And I thought about going that route, too. But at the end of the day, I just went through my Xbox.
It was easier to steal. Time of Johnny. It was much easier to steal it as far as time-wise was concerned rather than BS around with some app. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if I didn't have it on the app, I'd say to myself, you know, this is wrong. Stealing this is wrong as well, and I'm admitting it to a crime here. But, you know, the bottom line is I watch it that way.
You know what? You're making a great point, and it's so funny that you're mentioning this because I went through this yesterday. And my thing is that it was an ESPN fight. So what happens is that the plus kind of goes like radio silent or video silent, if you will. And so if you're not running it through a television, you can't physically watch it. But I figured out a way to do it through my Xbox because I had to communicate with Cox Cable. Man, it was a big to-do. But I got it working, and they should make things a little bit easier. And if you're paying for it, you should get the whole thing.
Tell the truth, Johnny. The old lady figured that one out. You didn't figure that one out on the phone. The old lady figured that one
you
out.
You knew
right?
I was going there.
Oh,
and she's the one, poor girl. She's the one that's out here. Babe, I can't figure this out. I can't work in the zone. Babe, what's going on with the Wi-Fi? Babe, help me. Babe.
Exactly.
Yeah, but luckily,
all right.
She's patient.
That's exactly what Junior Dos Santos was saying last night after a minute and 11 seconds. Babe, I need some help. I can't figure this out. Bottom line is, after the fight, of course, Francis Ngannou had this to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 11 seconds of the very first round. Declaring the winner by TKO, Francis the Predator Ngannou.
Francis Ngannou does it again. Congratulations. Ever since you made your UFC debut in 2015, you have taken this sport by storm. The world saw why yet again tonight. Congratulations, big man. How do you feel?
Thank you, John. I feel very good. I'm very happy now. And then I hope the UFC is going to realize that I deserve the title shot right now.
Certainly.
I deserve the winner of DC and Stipe.
Certainly not going to get an argument from me. I want to take a look back at the highlights if we could. You opened with an early leg kick. I would imagine that was part of the strategy, and then those hands got going.
Yes, I mean, Junior moves a lot, so the goal is to slow him down, don't make him move a lot, then strike.
How much confidence does this win give you moving forward over a guy who many believe was the best boxer in UFC heavyweight history?
You know, I mean, of course, it gave me some confidence, but before that, I was already confident because Junior is a striker, he's a boxer, and I believe that I'm the best boxer in this division.
7 weeks from tonight, Daniel Cormier will put that heavyweight title on the line in Anaheim against Stipe Miocic. Any words for those two combatants as to what they might be facing when they get through that one?
Yes, I think the only thing left now is the winner of Stipe and DC, so I want the title shot back. I want my place in the division. I need some respect. I need some respect now. I deserve it.
You have certainly earned that and then some tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, your main event winner, the Predator, Francis Ngannou.
Man, I never begged anybody for respect. Either you got it or you didn't, baby. Either you deserve it or you don't. Bottom line is, you don't ask people for respect. You just get it. Hey, but I got to mention this. The two guys not mentioned in this heavyweight scene as far as the UFC is concerned, I think are the two biggest draws, and they are Brock Lesnar. I mean, Brock Lesnar, that would be the major bout. I mean, we don't really want to see Miocic and Cormier go again, but Brock Lesnar, he's a missing element here. And is he done forever as far as MMA is concerned, or will they give him enough money to come back? Because he has busted all their pay-per-view records.
According to Brock, he is done. You know, he's living comfortably right now with the WWE and their universe. I would like nothing more to see Brock Lesnar come back. Because whenever he was part of a billing and a booking in the UFC, man, that was exciting. You know, when he came out, he just walked out intimidating. You know, just everything about him, his poise, his physique, you know. And when you get in that octagon, you knew you were going to see something. And I would love to have seen him against Ngannou. What a fight that would have been, right?
Oh,
you know,
man.
We got a lot going on in the heavyweight division. We got Cormier versus Stipe Miocic coming up in August.
Put that thought on hold just for a second, though. A minute and 11 seconds last night. Junior Dos Santos lasts a minute and 11. And actually, Junior was sort of done before the minute and 11. And he sort of got some extra time there because he sort of done. Once he got clipped that first time and sort of turned his back away, it was over. I mean, it was all over. I mean, you turn your back on a guy like that. To face it, you can't fight Ngannou looking at him, let alone walking away from him.
No. Ngannou puts his hands on you, there's a reaction. You saw it immediately. And then the immediate response for Dos Santos, a seasoned fighter, was to turn his back and run away. Again, Ngannou, like, you know, a predator in a jungle, man, just kept going after that ear. And I was watching this with my girlfriend. I was like, he's just going to keep going after that ear. Oh, my God, he's doing it. Oh, okay. No. And he just kept going after that vulnerable spot where he had buzzed Santos originally. And that's what I like about him. He can finish. He's got power. He's got killer instincts.
Joseph Benavidez had the best performance tonight, though. His win over Jesse Formiga. I mean, that TKO in the second round, man, he overcame a major cut. And that guy's just the real deal at 125. He just is. And, of course, he's got a win over Cejudo. But then again, so did Demetrius Johnson. He came back, and Demetrius Johnson got smoked by Cejudo in the rematch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was very, very impressed with Benavidez last night. Also on the undercard, I like Alonzo Menafield, TKO1, over Paul Craig.
Yeah, but Paul Craig was just a guy that thought he was bad with some tattoos. Paul Craig couldn't spell fight if you laid it out on a piece of paper with five letters, man. He went to the same well the third time, that spinning back kick. Man, my grandmother would have been waiting on that.
I tell you what, absolutely. That's what's up. But Alonzo did what Chris Rock always says. You did what you were supposed to do.
You know? Drew Dober was a winner. And then Vince Pacquiao, I thought, was a great upset winner over Roosevelt Roberts. That was a 29-28, 2-1 scorecard across the board. That was a lightweight contest. And Roosevelt Roberts is supposed to be the thing. 8-0, 9-0. Talk about him being challenging for titles. And this veteran comes in. Not really a veteran, but he's 36 years old, and he won. So we want to give him the MVP award of the night. Of course, that was the UFC Rock and Rolling on ESPN last night. They've got a card coming up next week. We'll get into that in depth. Of course, Amanda Nunes is on that card. Amanda being the woman that's basically taken over. You know, let's be honest, Johnny. Nobody saw her whipping Santos. Nobody. Not even her, I don't think.
No, man. I mean, I remember us, you know, talking about it at the build, you know, for all the things we think we know. And then we saw what Nunes was able to do. And it's going to be a tough fight for Holly, man. You got to look at Holly's lost 4 of her last 6. And Nunes is not the one you want to face coming up, you know, in that kind of run. So it should be a good one. But this card is so amazing. I'm looking forward to it. It's got that old school stacked UFC throwback feel when UFC was at its golden age.
Usually white people, and I don't want to put this the wrong way, so I have to say this the right way, but white fighters, boxers or MMA fighters, they're usually coddled. At this point in time, Holly Holm, Double H, is nothing more than a name. They're not coddling her. They're feeding her to the wolves.
Unfortunately, that's what they do here. You know, I don't think they have their fighters' best interest in mind, you know,
ever.
Pretty much regularly. Yeah.
Ever.
You know, I mean, look at the way they're paid. Look at the way they're treated. You know, it's unfortunate. And it takes away my enjoyment from
Johnny, you can't tell me that Junior Dos Santos wanted that fight last night. You can't tell me that. Did you see his look before the fight? Like, no, man, he didn't want that fight. I didn't want that fight.
That's why he was trying to run away from him.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. You can join us on the telephone if you like, anywhere around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or this guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text us here in these studios. The number, 415-275-1613. Internationally, it's 1-415-275-1613. Once again, the text line, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Lioness next up, Amanda Nunes, talking down Chris Cyborg Santos. Oh, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
The convicted cheat. I'm talking about John Jones, current light heavyweight UFC champion. Of course, a man that's, embarrassed himself not more than once. Of course, both with drug issues and hit-and-run accidents and that kind of good stuff. But he's the main event next week against Thiago Santos. But the real fight, I guess, people are looking at is the co-feature we brought up a little bit earlier. I'm talking about Amanda Nunes taking on Holly Holm. Of course, Amanda Nunes, winner of 17 of 21 fights. She's an amazing athlete. And here she talks down Chris Cyborg Santos.
UFC 239 is coming up on July 6th. One of the co-main events, Amanda Nunes, the champ, versus Holly Holm. Cool. Amanda with us here on SportsCenter. So the first woman to be UFC champion in two different divisions. What does that distinction mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. Dream coming true, all the work hard that I put in, it's paid off. You know, now I'm enjoying every single day, very happy, and ready for the next step.
Your last fight, before we get to the fight with Holly Holm, you beat Chris Cyborg. For people who don't know, Chris Cyborg was the Mike Tyson of women's UFC. She hadn't been beaten in 13 years. She invoked fear in a lot of other fighters. But you went in, got rid of her in 51 seconds. How did that victory change your life?
You know, Chris was the most dominated woman on the planet.
Yeah.
But I knew 100%. I believe in myself. I knew I could beat her, you know. And everything played the way me and my team were. Play out everything. You know, we train very hard for the fight. We know everything she's going to bring that night, you know, and we walk in and then did it, you know, exactly what my coach tell me to do. Mm-hmm. And it happened quickly, and I was in now very fast with my two belts.
Yeah. So now you've beaten everyone that matters at both 135 and 145, with the exception of Holly Holm, who's the only former champion in those two weight classes that you haven't beaten. You haven't faced her. What's the challenge in facing Holly Holm?
You know, actually, like, I don't see a lot of challenge with Holly. You know, I have to watch out for a couple things, of course. Like, she move a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, she is going to want to outpoint me because this is her style. You know, try to, like, put me against the cage to try to gas out. We have 5 minutes, you know. I will figure out. I will capitalize and then finish the fight.
So with both the belts at 135 and 145, you're defending two titles at once. So how do you plan to manage your schedule in terms of which fights to take, managing weight and moving up and down and everything? How do you manage that?
You know, like me, UFC, we keep in touch. Mm-hmm. You know, we discuss the day. We see who is there. You know, right now, Holly. Mm-hmm. Right after my, we don't know yet. Probably eventually a rematch against Chris. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. Like, we keep in touch, see what is going on, and then set up the fights. But I will defend the 135 and the 145 belt.
You anxious for a rematch with Cyborg? I mean, she's anxious for it to happen again. She says she thinks about that defeat from time to time. It just pops in her head and really motivates her.
Actually, we're supposed to sign for this rematch now.
Okay.
She turned it down.
We're breaking news right here.
She turned it down the fight. Mm-hmm. She don't want the rematch. But maybe in the future she will.
So you believe she doesn't want it?
She didn't. Uh-huh. I talked to Dan White. He asked me if I want to say, like, yes, let's do this. And he went and talked to her. She want to fight the other girl.
Mm-hmm. You can basically pick what you want to do next. I've also heard you have ideas on the third belt going down to 125, maybe against Valentina Shevchenko, who you've already beaten twice. Is that something on your radar that could really happen?
I try, but I like food, you know. I like to eat. And sorry, 125 for me really is gonna kill myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my body would don't perform as well. I try a little bit. I saw like was too much, but we'll see in the future. Maybe like take a long time to prepare very well, and then see if I be able to can do that. But fast, I can.
Always some guy that looks like an athletic supporter and not an athlete that's talking about people cutting weight, Johnny. Sorry, but I had to stick that in there.
Now, that's understood. And unless you've ever done it before, you don't know how hard it is to take off weight and actually put weight on in healthy fashion. You know, nowadays they have nutritionists, you know, guys that can help you out in the gym, put muscle on at the same time, not have muscle that's too, you know, muscly on you that burns out your stamina, because obviously the muscles require a lot of oxygen to the blood flow. But in cutting weight is not easy, too, because you're hungry, obviously, right? And you feel lethargic. You feel weak.
Okay. Of course, Chris Cyborg Santos history now. Of course, Holly Holm in the challenger's position next week. This is going to be 145 pounds, so she doesn't have to drop down to 135, I believe, because she's got both championships, 145 and 135. How can I put this? Is this a fight? If you're Holly Holm, do you want this fight? Do you want it like, let me get this fight out of the way. This is my career. It'll be over one way or the other. Is that where she's at?
I don't think she's going in there with that mindset. She's a champion both in boxing and mixed martial arts. She trains really hard, keeps herself in shape. You know, she seems like a very positive, progressive thinking person, where I think she's going to go in and give it her best effort. And, you know, I honestly think that Amanda Nunes is going to win. But at the end of the day, there's so many ways to win and lose in this thing that, I mean, Holly's a good striker. Maybe she could do something. But you look at Amanda now with the judo. She's added to the repertoire, mixed in with the Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And now she's knocking people out with her strikes. In particular, Chris Cyborg, who's probably one of the nastiest female fighters in mixed martial arts history.
Not one of the most.
I saw her.
Listen, her and Ronda Rousey were at the same card in San Jose, right? So I told Ronda, I said, you know, I don't think I'd have too much problems with you standing up, chuckle, something like that, right? I didn't say that to Miss Santos. In other words, I wouldn't even joke with her.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt, you know. And thank you for correcting me on that. The most, right? And then, now, I mean, you look at what Nunes is doing, and it's a good segue to talk about Amanda. You look at the resume, all the names that they just fired off in that interview. I mean, she does this with Holly. That's another notch to the belt. Are we talking about the GOAT here? You know, when you look at it, I mean, it's all about when you fight them and how you fight them at the right time and whatever. And I'm not saying Cyborg was long in the tooth, but she did have some unfortunate circumstances. No excuses.
Yeah, no, she had weight issues, and she was long in the tooth. Right. She hadn't lost since she turned pro in 13 years ago. Now, real quick, Junior, John Jones and Thiago Santos. Does Thiago Santos have a shot at this version of John Jones? John Jones has regressed a bit in that layoff, don't you think?
I think so. Santos on a 4-win win streak, you know, so we see what happens there. I mean, John Jones, I mean, if he could stay out of a gas station, trying to find love at the gas station with the wiener pills.
And the Coke.
Right? Well, I know that was coming. But, I mean, we know John's capability, but is the capability because
he's,
of performance
enhancement? Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's the conclusion I've been drawn to, is that he's been able to do this superhuman stuff because he's on dope. He's on either he's on EPO or some type of performance enhancing drugs. He was popped for steroids. He's been popped for cocaine. Now, being an ex-policeman, I'm all for him using the cocaine. I don't care what he does in his time off. That's his thing. You know what I'm saying? But when you use performance enhancing drugs to try to assault somebody else or to aid in an assault, it is essentially assaulting somebody with a weapon because it's something you didn't have without it.
Absolutely. And what do we always say? You're not hitting baseballs, right? You're hitting people in the dome, in the cranium. You're hitting people in vital organs. You're doing some nasty stuff to people. You're choking them out. You know, you're putting physical pressure on people's throats, you know, with your biceps and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, we have no room for that up in here. And hopefully John is clean. I mean, at this point in time,
I think we spent enough time with John Jones. Chris Cyborg Santos, she's coming back July 27th, taking on Felisa Spencer. We'll get to that in just a minute. But the main event that night is Max Holloway, the 145-pound featherweight champion out of Hawaii. He scares the snot out of me. He's like one of the Diaz brothers, man. Hit him with a bat, and he might say, "Hey, you cracked your bat."
I tell you what, man, he's definitely coming into his own as Max, and he looks really good. I follow him on social media, and he posts some really cool training videos. Guys, if you haven't seen it, it's all over Instagram and Twitter. Check this out. He does a back spin kick, right, to like a Sprite, like 20-ounce, like plastic bottle, and he knocks and unscrews the cap off. It was already loose, but he just hits the cap. I mean, come on. That is cool, man. But, I mean, obviously he's not fighting
Frankie Edgar.
Sprite can. Yeah, he's fighting a guy in Frankie Edgar who is
former
lightweight
champion.
Vet. Yeah. So I mean, he's definitely got a task ahead of him there, and that's something I'm looking forward to. I tell you what, man, this UFC calendar coming up is starting to look pretty good, especially in the main events.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris Cyborg Santos taking on a young lady that is undefeated, 7 fights, 4 wins by submission, 1 knockout, 2 decisions. I'm talking about Felicia. Take that back. Yeah, Felicia Spencer. 28 years old, out of Quebec, Canada. Felicia, they're not bringing you here to win. God bless you. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're going to switch gears, talk about boxing, the upcoming fights, and maybe bring in some Ali as well in our next segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the MMA Hour.
To the MMA Hour.
Sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Virgie texted me here from Vegas, says to me, you guys are missing the boat with Holly Holm. Both of you guys are missing the boat. She's 38 years old. You can change those age, those numbers around. She's 83 years old, essentially, in boxing, in MMA. So she's so old, she's going to get smoked by Amanda Nunes. It's not even fair. You're leading her off. Yeah, listen. I keep telling you, this is death match after death match. That's what the UFC is all about. They're not paying people much money. And if you engage in death match after death match, eventually you're going to lose a death match. Correct, Johnny?
That's one hell of a gauntlet they put these people through, absolutely.
I mean, because, listen, there's no way in the world, you could tell me that when Dana White called up Junior Dos Santos, he said, listen, man, I've got four fights for you. You're going to fight Scott Cuddy, Pedro Fernandez, Johnny Signorella, or Francis Ngannou. Who do you want to fight? And you go, he didn't say Ngannou. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say Ngannou. He probably would cut me or Cuddy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He would have went eight. Come on. So what I'm trying to say is he was forced into that fight. That's why he didn't do any pre-fight publicity. I mean, I looked around for pre-fight publicity on him. He wasn't doing any. He knew. I mean, the writing was on the wall. I'm sort of thankful for the fact that he didn't take such a horrific beating. In other words, you know, would have lasted that long, that he got knocked out in a minute. And, of course, that sort of allows him to maybe stand up and talk to his kids in 3 or 4 months.
I got to agree there. And whenever any fighter in any sport, any combat sport, turns their back and just kind of, like, looks for the exit sign out the arena, like, you know, it's a wrap. It's over. Like, he was trying to go in there. He was like, yeah, maybe I'll stick my nose out there in Dos Santos. And then he got clipped, and he was like, nah, I'm good. I want to go home now. So, and that's exactly what happened. And fortunately enough for him today, I'm sure he's healthy and enjoying the day with his family. And got hopefully got paid a little bit of money last night.
Hey, the Godfather Larry Merchant didn't seem to agree with me when I said me and Socrates, of course, the professor of pugilism himself, Socrates Palmer out of Brooklyn, that Anthony Joshua sort of turned like a B.I.T., you know what, and wanted to quit in that fight against Andy Ruiz. I don't think he picked up on that.
No, he definitely stood up for Joshua. I heard the interview in hour number one. I understand his point, but my point, is that I agree with you guys. I agree with you and Sock, is that I think that mentally it shows that Joshua, when the going gets tough, he folds. And I think other opponents that are out there that are cagey guys, and if we're seeing it, you know that they're seeing it, can exploit it in the ring and expose him for who he really is a guy that when the going gets tough, you know, he folds like a deck of cards. And no disrespect, and I know that sounds very disrespectful, I understand that Joshua's got skills, I understand that he's young, and a loss in boxing shouldn't mean everything, but it's how you win and lose that matters moving forward. No. If a guy's a known quitter, that's going to be an issue moving forward.
Man, I could put on the clip of the whining dog this neck. I mean, essentially, I thought that's what he was doing afterwards. Let's switch gears also from the negatives to the positives. Rob Brandt, the upset WBA middleweight champion, 25-117 wax. Of course, he's going back after Ryota Murata. Of course, he beat Ryota the last time out. And, of course, it was a TKO. I take that back. It was a unanimous decision. He had a fight in between. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think he's the unsung American middleweight. Am I wrong?
Oh, I totally agree with you here. And at 160 pounds, I think he'll make another statement against Ryota Murata, who's only lost two fights, and he lost one fight and he won a rematch. So here's another situation where Murata's got an opportunity to fight and possibly win in a rematch. But I think Rob Brandt just gets better. I think he's one of those guys that had that career-defining win last week, and he really wants to test and see how good he is at professional ranks, especially with all the buzz going on and money being thrown around at 160. I mean, that's motivating enough. And Mr. Rob Brandt, you know, we're a big supporter of him, and we see what we get come July 12th on ESPN+. The only thing is, the fight is in Japan.
Yeah.
I hope he travels well.
No, I'm not worried about him traveling well. The bottom line is, this isn't the WBO, my sponsor, and I will send you that, the World Boxing Organization. This is the World Boxing Association.
This is a world of bunko and anarchy in some people's mind. And, of course, they're going over there, and they really want this guy, this Olympian. They really want him to win back the title because, you know, they could do big things with him in Japan. Rob Brand is sort of like a non-entity because he can't draw. He isn't the most exciting guy in the world. He doesn't bring a whole lot to the dance except he wins.
Yeah, absolutely. And he looked good in his last fight. And, you know, I think a lot of people were shocked by that performance. He was a huge underdog in that fight. And I was kicking myself, man. I was like, man, I live right down the street from the sports book. I could have won a little bit of cash there. But, you know, hindsight being 20/20, of course. But that's a fight I'm looking forward to.
Your favorite fighter, Joe Joyce, back against Brian Jennings on the 13th. Come on, you want to pass on that one? Okay, we'll pass on that one.
Pass.
Teofimo Lopez going the 19th against Masaoshi Nakatani. Now, get this. Nakatani, in his last fight, I think he destroyed a guy called the Storno, a hurricane. He knocked out Hurricane Futa. He's going to get hurricaned here himself.
You know, I mean, Nakatani, he's unbeaten, bro. I mean, when you see what we get, but I tell you what, Teofimo Lopez is one bad dude.
All right, so what you're trying to tell me is you're willing to bet on the unbeaten guy from Japan.
No, I got Teofimo Lopez.
No, that's what you were implying there. Come on, Johnny, that's what you were implying. You know, he's unbeaten. Yeah, he's unbeaten, but I'm looking at his record here, and it's like he beat you and me about 19 times. Okay, so, he beat a couple of good guys, but then again, he's fighting at home in Osaka, Japan. And, you know, if you get a draw in Japan, that means you lost. You hear what I'm saying?
So
Larry Murcher talked about that in hour number one, how important the hometown decision is in boxing. And while I think the hometown decision is sort of crooked, it sort of sounds a little crooked, but I think he's right about that. That for boxing to survive and promotions to survive, somebody's got to take it on the chin.
Well, that's what fighting's all about, right? But, I mean, I'm rooting for Teofimo. He's my prospect of the year last year. You know, he gets past this assignment. He's probably going to face Richie Comey, who fought Friday of this past weekend. And he's also an ESPN fighter. So that's an easy fight to make. They're already talking about that for November. I mean, you know, Teofimo Lopez has looked so impressive, especially against Diego Maldonado in his last fight. Mason Menard a couple fights back and some sensational knockouts. This kid, you know, he's an unknown commodity, the Japanese fighter, Masayoshi.
He's toast. Kerman Lajarga, 28-1, 23 KOs, out of Spain. Somebody sent me an email earlier this week on it. 27-year-old welterweight. Can he fight?
Repeat the name one more time.
Kerman Lajarga, 28-1, 23 KOs, out of Spain. Got a good record here, but I'm looking at the guys that he fought. You know, I can't see anybody that he fought here that I know. I mean, nobody that I know. I mean, not even like John Q. Citizen here. I mean, names that you've never heard of. Guys that were 10-35. Yeah, that's right, 10-35. Good records. Anyway, somebody sent me an email on this guy. That's why I brought this guy up. I don't know much about him, but he is enrolled in Nevada thing. Now, the Charlo brothers, they're not in Nevada thing. They're not involved in that volunteer anti-doping.
From what I understand, no, especially the one that was publicized was going into the last fight with Jermell against Tony Harrison and Jamal and his last assignment, where he also fought on the same card as his brother, that for whatever reason, they were ducking and dodging the protocol, but they were actually enforcing it heavily on their opponents, which I found very odd.
I'll leave it at that. No, I'm not going to ask that question. Jordis Ogus, is he the real deal? I mean, he's going to take on Omar Figueroa. I think he's a Cuban guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Ogus is good. You know, he's got some talent. And Figueroa is also, I think that's a good matchup because you have guys at that kind of like strong B level, maybe a B plus type. You know, we see where it goes. As long as it goes someplace fun and interesting where there's like a plot line to it, where it's actually going to end up resulting in a meaningful fight. Because a lot of times we get these PBC fights that are just kind of one-offs that mean nothing. It's like, I want a storyline. Like we talked about just a moment ago with Teofimo Lopez and Richard Comey, you know, who had just fought on Friday. Like now if, you know, Lopez gets past his assignment, they're going to match up in November. So you get an end game. You get like a finale there. Like these one-offs are just odd to me.
Good enough, baby. That is John Signorella, of course, on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcasting, where you are tuned to the MMA Hour. John will be back in the close. But, you know, I wanted to finish with just a little bit of Muhammad Ali this week. Because, you know,
Each and every week when you look at things right now, at least if we had a spokesperson like Ali, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, he always stood for the underdog. He wanted, you know, he wanted people to get fed. He wanted people to not be trounced by the police. He didn't want people to be the victim of racism and violence, things like that. He stood for what was right. Here's Muhammad Ali, maybe a little short clip of Ali.
I told you what I was going to do before I did it. I told you I was going to gag him in the corners. I was going to let him take all the shots. He was B. Willis. Any heavyweight was B. Willis. Frazier was, Martin was. I told you this is no skill. I told you he don't hit hard. I told you it would be a total mismatch. George Foreman still one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
October 1st, 1975, the last historic confrontation between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, the largest closed-circuit TV audience in history, was treated to one of the greatest fights in heavyweight history.
People want to see me and Joe Frazier. They still think Joe Frazier can beat me. They don't want to see me and Ken Norton. They don't want to see me and George Foreman. They want to see me and Joe Frazier, although George Foreman annihilated Frazier, and George Foreman will beat Frazier every day in the week. George Foreman will beat Ken Norton every day in the week, and I will beat George Foreman every day in the week.
Right.
But the fools still think that that chump Joe Frazier can beat me because he went the distance twice and it ended up on a close decision. I'm going to give him a real whooping, and I wrote a poem. Some of you heard it, but this is a little conscience. I got a little gorilla here. This is his conscience. I keep it right in my pocket everywhere I go. Right there. And I wrote a short poem. It says it will be a killer and a thriller and a chiller when I get the gorilla in Manila. That's right. And I got his conscience right here to keep me on guard. See, here's the way he looks when you hit it. All night, that's all he's gonna be. All night in Malaysia. That's all you're gonna see. The Philippines, rather. Come on, gorilla. We in Manila. Come on, gorilla. This is a thriller.
You heard the unmistakable laugh of Don King in the background, sort of like the Joker in the Batman movies. I mean, that's what he's been compared to. And, you know, he's not doing too well. He's like 85, 86 years old now. I got sort of lost count after I sung him, or I tried to sing him Happy Birthday back in 2013 in Budapest, Hungary. What a nightmare that was. Folks, don't invite me to a party to sing Happy Birthday. I mean, they've done it a couple of times, and it just doesn't work out well at all. So find somebody else to sing Happy Birthday. Anyway, that night, of course, Don King was there with the president of Hungary, Janos Adler, and other executives. He was okay. I mean, I saw him having some difficulties getting around, but now he's not getting around much at all. So the world's greatest promoter, and of course he is a big proponent of Donald Trump, which I don't agree with, but the bottom line is the world's greatest promoter, he's toast. Forget it. Stick a fork in him. Don King is done. 86 years old. Unlike Bob Arum, in the top-ranked boxing promotion, who's got, you know, his stepson and other people, vice president, to take over, Don didn't have that type of people, didn't have that type of personnel. It was like an in-family type of thing. But, unfortunately, the family fell apart, and now Don unable to control the family. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check this out. This is the new Tower of Power. Woo! Hot on the soul side of town. Broke out like number 4 on the Billboard hip-hop chart. Something like whatever that chart means. Anyway, the bottom line is Tower of Power rocking and rolling a half a century later. Now, the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao is almost a half a century old. He's 40 years old. Yet on July the 20th, he takes on unbeaten Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman, of course, much younger than Mr. Pacquiao. In fact, he comes into this fight with 30 fights, and he's 30 years old. Johnny, why is everybody jumping on Manny Pacquiao here on the Manny Pacquiao bandwagon? Just because of the layoff or the fact that he looks so terrible against Josito Lopez, or a combination?
A combination. And I tell you what does Thurman do a lot in the ring? He's run time, right? Not one time. He likes to run. What's one of Manny Pacquiao's best facets of his game? His legs. Jumping in and throwing punches and volumes. I got Manny Pacquiao taking out Keith Thurman. Come the end of July.
You know, okay, we're gonna have to bet a soda on that one. I don't think so. I'm just telling you, if a 30-year-old guy could beat a 40-year-old guy, the 40-year-old guy should be arrested. Okay, that's just who I mean. I'm sorry, man. Even if he's a southpaw or not, I really think he should. Anyway, talk to me about the YouTube page.
Type in Ring Talk Worldwide. You can see today's show, hear today's show, and also archive show and bonus content material is also available.
The great John Signorella. Johnny, see you next week.
Thank you so much, Pedro. And thank you, Sports Byline, and everyone for listening.
Say hello to the old lady and the kid. Those are the two people behind him, no doubt about that. The brains behind Johnny Sig. Not that he isn't a brilliant guy himself, but he's got a daughter and, of course, a young wife that's just super smart. No doubt about that. Anyway, let's switch gears just for a second. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We've got a party coming up July 27th at Malloy's in South San Francisco. Evidently, Eleanor Gala, who's Ed Gala's wife. He used to box with me down there at Newman's Gym. She's throwing this party, and Ms. Martinez is supposed to attend as well. We'll see what's happening. UFC 239 next week. It's rocking and rolling, of course, boxing as well next week. I got to tell you this. I thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, because there's a zillion things you can be doing right now.
And the fact you're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live, World War 35 years, I thank you so much. Till next time, peace and lots of respect. Love you so.